Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Hey, it's Dr. Dave, and welcome back to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is episode 131. It's great to have you here with me today. I'm actually outside. If you hear a little bit of wind noise, I'm going to explain exactly why in just a second. I'm going to tell you where I am, why I'm here, what I'm doing, and why it's going to help you or how it can help you. I've got a lot of great stuff for you on today's show. So if there's one topic I touch and you're not crazy about it, hang in there because we're going to be changing topics real quickly. I've got so much for you. And I got to tell you, I want to give a shout out to my very good friend, Don Robertson of Earth Save Baltimore, for allowing me last night to play my brand new song, Dear Vegan, at his really cool potluck dinner. And I think it went over really well. It was actually the first time I ever performed this song in public. I've done some stuff in the studio with it. I played on Periscope and just messed around with it. But it's the first time I ever played it in front of a live audience. And for the first time, yeah, I screwed it up a little bit here and there. You know, it's okay. But for the first time, I think I got a great response, a lot of laughing and a lot of applause at the end. So we're going to keep running with this song, Dear Vegan, and you're going to be hearing a lot more about it. So another shout out to my good friend Don Robertson, and thank you so much for allowing me to test out my song at your potluck dinner last night. And also, I think I can't remember the date. I don't have this in front of me, but I know I'm coming back to Earth Save Baltimore. It's going to be sometime in late June. Now, I believe it's June 25th, but I'm not in front of a calendar now, and don't quote me on that, so you're going to probably have to check his calendar, Earth Save Baltimore, but I'm going to be coming back and doing a really cool talk. My talk is actually called How to Thrive on a Plant-Based Lifestyle. So if you're local to the Maryland area, I recommend getting over there, checking it out. Even if you're not eating fully plant-based, even if you're, you know, you're still eating some meat and some fish and some dairy, I urge you to come out and check it out because I am friendly to everybody. As you know, I never look down on you if you're not there. It's okay. I mean, well, you know, it's not the way I want to do it, but it's okay. I still love you. And like I said, many of my friends and family are eating animal products, and I'd be crazy to look down on anybody. So I'm here to teach. I'm here to lead by example. And one way to get it is come on out to Earth Save if you're local to the Maryland area. Now, I know I've got listeners, and you may be one of them, from all over the world. So if you're like in Australia, it's going to be maybe a little bit difficult for you to jump on a plane and fly for 15 hours or so to get here. But I'd love to see you. Why don't you surprise me? That would be the coolest thing. And then you can fly right back afterwards, or you can hang out with me for a little bit if you come here from Australia. We'll work something out for you or with you. So anyway, that's just a little some announcements. Something else I want to share with you. This is really cool. Now, as I'm recording this, by the time you listen to this show, episode 131, let's see, by the time you listen to it, I'm actually going to be driving from Phoenix, Arizona, where I'm speaking on Saturday, which was probably 2 days ago if you're hearing this on the first day this comes out, speaking on a Saturday. And then I'm going to be getting in my car, in my rental car, actually. I'm going to call it my hippie rental car. I'm going to be driving from Phoenix, Arizona, all the way to Little Rock, Arkansas, where I'm going to be speaking the following week. Now I'm going to be taking my time. I got about 5 or 6 days to actually do this. I'm kind of comfortably. I'm trying to figure out now where I'm stopping off. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be stopping off either in Albuquerque, New Mexico, or somewhere. I'll be stopping off somewhere. I'll be stopping off many places. It's one of those things where I'm not making any reservation. I'm not making a single reservation. I'm just going to go ahead and kind of follow my energy. And if I want to go off trek and go to in a different direction. As long as I make it to Albuquerque by the Thursday, I'm okay. Not Albuquerque. As long as I make it to Little Rock. As long as I make it to Little Rock by Thursday sound check, I should be totally fine. So I've got some time to kind of hang out, maybe check out some really cool places. I'm really, really excited. The main thing is I'm going to be doing, I'm going to be listening to a lot of music while I'm driving. I'll probably listen to some good podcasts as well. I'll be, you know, working as needed. I will be taking some really cool pictures. I'll be bringing my hiking boots with me and a little bit of cash and my recorder, because I'm going to probably be journaling this in some way. So you're going to be hearing about what's going on with Mr. Vagan as he travels from Phoenix to Little Rock. This is going to be very cool. I'm going to be totally by myself, and I'm going to be looking for some good places where I get some vegetarian or vegan pho. You know, pho is Vietnamese noodle soup, and there are a lot of places these days that have some really good vegan pho, so I'm just so excited. I just pray the weather's going to be good, the traffic's going to be clear, and I'm going to be out on the road doing my thing. And as I said, I've got no plans, no reservations, no nothing, and this is going to be really, really fun. Now, let me explain why I'm outside right now. And as a matter of fact, I'm in Maryland. I'm in the Reisterstown, Maryland area. And it's early April, but it is a really cold for April, windy day. And ordinarily, I would not be out here today taking my walk. I probably would have come up with some excuse why I need to stay inside and do my exercise. It's just, you know, when it gets to be spring, you're just ready for some warm weather. I'm ready to throw on my shorts and get out there in my t-shirt and do some walking or running. And my leg is getting a little bit better as we speak, so I'm able to do a tiny bit of running. I'm working my way into it. I hope it's ready for the Beta Breakers 12K Beta Breakers 12K race, which is happening in mid-May. And I think, and so I got like still a good 5 to 6 weeks for that. I think I'm going to be okay. Even I'm going to be walking part of it and running part of it. So we'll see. Hopefully that's okay. But the reason I'm out here today on this cold, blustery day is because I got myself a new present. I got myself a gift. Yeah, I bought me a little gift when I was speaking last week. I just went on Amazon. It's something it's been on my radar for like a few years, but I never really wanted to mess with this. But finally, I saw there's a fairly new one out, and I just wanted to get it. What I'm talking about is a Fitbit. I bought myself a Fitbit, and you know, they've come a long way, and I know they've still got models out there that you just put on your wrist or put somewhere, and you really can't do much with it until you hook it up to your iPhone or to your computer. But this one, it's called a Fitbit Blaze. And I love this thing. It looks like an Apple Watch. That's what I like about it, but it's about a third of the price. I paid $200 for this thing. Now, Apple Watch, I've never seriously looked into them, but I believe they're $600-$800, somewhere in that range to start, I think. So this is like a third or maybe even 25% of like what I pay for an Apple Watch. I love this thing. It doesn't do everything an Apple Watch does, and that's okay because I don't really need all that stuff at my fingertips. But what it does, first of all, it tells the time. It looks like a watch. So it tells the time, which is pretty cool. And it tracks my steps, the number of steps I take per day, heart rate. What else does it do? If I walk upstairs, it tells how many stairs you actually climb in a day. It tracks your... I'm probably missing some stuff because I'm just outside. And I'll tell you why. But it tracks your sleep. So over the past couple nights, I've only had it for two nights. I've only used it two nights. And it's telling me pretty much that I'm a lousy sleeper. It's telling me that I kind of toss and turn. And that's something that's pretty cool because I'm going to look into that and see why I'm not a good sleeper and why I'm kind of restless and tossing and turning in the middle of the night. So the bottom line is, I've told you that in the past, I've told you, I think a couple episodes ago, it might have been episode 129, not that I remember all the numbers, but I think it was episode 129 when I was broadcasting from the streets of New York. I talked to you about the scale and how I love instruments and things that help me with my actual health and lifestyle. And the scale I couldn't live without because it's an instrument, just like my speedometer and my tachometer in my car and my fuel gauge. You know, I like to see where I am, how fast I'm going, how I'm doing, how things are measuring up. And the scale does that for me. So now I've got something on my wrist that tells me how many steps a day I'm taking. And you know, they say that you should walk 10,000 steps a day, I think minimum, to get your cardiovascular exercise in there, your aerobic exercise. And right now, as we speak, I'm up to 8494, and it's only about 4 p.m. So I've got quite a bit of time to get another 1,500 steps in. And that's going to be my goal, to get at least 10,000 steps a day. I think I'll crank it up and do a lot more as my leg gets better. But if I can do 10,000 steps a day, at least a start, that's a decent start for me. And so the bottom line is, you compete with yourself. I'm not one of those guys that's going to get online and start competing with friends with my Fitbit. I don't care to do that, but I compete with myself. In other words, it was midday, and I saw that I only had maybe a couple thousand steps, or three, four thousand steps. And I said to myself, hey, I got to get outside now, and I got to do some walking so I can get up to 10,000 steps. Now, here's my point. Had I not had this Fitbit, yeah, I would have probably vegged out. I probably would have said, you know, it's too flipping cold today. It's windy. It's April. This is BS. I don't feel like going out. It's just, yeah. And I probably would have made some excuse why I would not have to go, why I wouldn't go out today. So because of this Fitbit, it's like not forcing me, but it's strongly suggesting to me, when I look up at this thing and I see how many steps I've taken, it's giving me the push, the nudge, to say, hey, Dave, you know, you got to do 10,000 or I'm not going to be happy. So it gave me the nudge to get outside and do that. And so I've talked to you about the Magic 4, and I've been saying this for years, way before the Fitbit was ever invented, way before. I've been saying that if you can get out and do 4 miles per day, walk at a nice rate, 4 miles per day, you're going to feel really great. You're not only physically, but mentally. You're going to feel fantastic. And I still stick with that. And I try to do that every single day, at least that. And so I've been saying this since, I think since I wrote my book back in 2007, 2008, somewhere around there. And by the way, speaking of that, I'm going to go off on a quick tangent. I am seriously considering coming up with an updated version of my book. Back in 2007, when I wrote it, I think it was copyrighted 2008. It was called Impress the World with Your Body in 7 Days. And to this day, it's still a really, really good read, short book that just tells you how to live a great lifestyle. But back then, I was not vegan. I was not Mr. Vegan, and I was eating some fish and some a little bit of meat, a little bit of, and I talked about chicken or fish in the book, which, when I rewrite it, if I have the energy to do this, kind of updated, I should say, of course, I'll have a chapter on there about being plant-based and what to eat, as opposed to eating things like sushi and sashimi and chicken and things like that. But otherwise, I was looking through the book the other day. Most of the stuff is really, really relevant. But I would throw more stuff in there, such as some of the stuff I'm doing now, like meditation, a little more about yoga, probably a little bit more about goals. And I would update it. And I'd probably change the name, change the title. And I don't know, maybe I would title it The David Matto Lifestyle. I don't know. You know, people that don't know me can't really tell a lot about what the book is like if it's just called The David Matto Lifestyle. So if you have a title to suggest, I'd love to hear it. But I'm not sure. I'm so flipping busy these days. I'm not even sure I have the time to do this, but it's kind of on my list because I think I've got so much to teach and so much to share with people. And I think if I just updated this a little bit, kind of like updated edition, second edition, whatever you want to call it, and retitled it, I think this could breathe some new life into the book world and into the self-help and health and lifestyle. I think it would be great for you, but don't buy the old one right now. Well, you can if you want. It's a great read. It's a great book. But if you buy the old one, it's called Impress the World with Your Body in 7 Days. I would strongly suggest ignoring the chapter on eating, because I do talk about sashimi, which is raw fish. I do talk about some meat. But the other stuff is still relevant. I talk a lot about veggies and fruit and things like that. But I would just ignore the thing about the fish and the meat, because I don't really. And I talk about eggs a lot too. I talked about how eggs are so wonderful for you. But see, you know something? I'm always evolving. I'm always learning. And I've learned that, first of all, eggs are not so good for you. They're really not. They're just full of cholesterol. But not only that. I mean, there are some healthy things in eggs. Yeah, but you can get them in other ways. But I never knew how horrible, I mean, horrible, the egg and the poultry industry is. It's just horrific. And these poor little creatures are just born or hatched into this world and suffering like crazy. I mean, it's so sad. So I will never, ever say anything good about that industry or recommend eating eggs or eating chicken or anything like that. It's just, it's really, really bad. But I digress. We won't go into that today. I'm just so excited about this Fitbit. And I don't remember if I mentioned, I think I did say this, but I'm going to remind you, it's called the Fitbit Blaze. Now, I'm not going to recommend, if you don't have a Fitbit or if you want to upgrade your Fitbit, don't go out and buy one yet. I've only had this basically for 2 days so far, and I love it. I love it really. But give me a couple weeks to test this a little bit more, and I'm going to come out with a serious recommendation for you. Now, I might find there's another model that might be better for you. I don't know. So don't rush out and get it. So far, I love it. And oh, another cool thing it does, it syncs up with my iPhone. So when I get an incoming call, it will show me on the screen John Smith is calling, or you know, or my wife Yoko is calling. It'll show me on the screen. So ordinarily what I'd have to do is, if I hear my phone ringing or feel it vibrating, I'd have to search in my pocket, pull it out, then I decide whether I want to take the call. But now I can just look at my watch and see who's calling, and then decide whether to pull my phone out or activate my earbuds or whatever I need to do. I love it. Now, I can't make a call from it, and that's okay. It's not an Apple Watch. I can't make a call from it, but I can get notifications. If I get a text message, it'll come on the phone. It'll come on the Fitbit. If I can also control my music, so if I'm listening to my iPhone, or my, you know, iTunes music or Spotify, I can pause, I can play, I can advance track, go back a track. It's really, really cool. And I'm going to have a recommendation, but give me at least another couple weeks just to play with it, to make sure it's going to be good for you. And I'm going to let you know, I'm going to give you my full review. But I'm just, so far, I got to tell you, I really, really am loving it. But let's give me some time. I'll get back. And I'll get some other cool recommendations. I'm working with some products. And remember, I don't make any money. If I recommend a product, I don't really have any sponsors right now. So nobody's paying me anything. And I think that's a good thing, because I can give you my total unbiased opinion. When I recommend something, I'm not recommending it because I'm getting some kind of bonus or commission or spiff or anything like that. I'm just recommending it because I use it and because I recommend it for you. So I think that's a good thing. It's not like I'm being, I'm not promoting some company and getting paid. So I think I'm giving you total David Matto opinion, as opposed to, hey, I'm getting paid by this company, you better buy this product because I know it's going to change your whole life. No, I'm not doing that. Now, if somebody, if a big company wanted to come up to me and talk, and we'll see. But I will tell you this: I would never, ever, no matter how much somebody paid me, I give you my word, I would never recommend a product unless I truly believed in it. But I will tell you, I'm not getting paid anything for any product right now whatsoever. So you can trust me. You can listen to what I believe in and what I'm using and what I don't like. I'll tell you if I don't like something as well. But you know, give me a little bit of time with the Fitbit, and we'll review that. Maybe as I'm driving, because I'm going to be coming on, I'm going to be doing a lot of cool stuff from the road. I can't wait. I think this trip is going to be cool. This trip from Phoenix to Albuquerque. I'm sorry, I keep saying Phoenix to Albuquerque. That could be one of my stops. But Phoenix to Little Rock, Arkansas. And it's about, the way Google tells me, it's about, 18 to 19 hours of driving. So I think if I split it up and do 5 hours a day or 6 hours, I can get it done and still have plenty of time to screw around wherever I am and do some hiking and some exploring and then even get to my destination early. So I think I should be okay. And worst comes to worst, like absolute worst comes to worst, if there's some kind of an emergency and I'm just behind, I can go to the nearest city and fly to Little Rock and get there in time for my sound check. So I think we should be okay, totally okay there. I'm not worried about anything really. Wow. Okay. So, I think I've pretty much covered everything I wanted to cover today. And again, I'm excited about a lot of stuff. There's some cool stuff coming up that I'm going to be sharing with you soon. I want to tell you also that I do love you and I value you as a listener and as a friend. And again, if you think this show is valuable for you, then there's a very good chance it's going to help somebody else that you know. So I try not to overdo it, but the show is really growing. And if you if there's anybody that you know, a friend or a family member that you want to share this with, it's greatly appreciated. And the easiest way to share, I think, is to say, hey, look, you go to davidmaddow.com. That's davidmaddow.com. Send them the link. And all of my shows are up on davidmaddow.com, starting with the most recent. And not only that, the transcript, or not only the transcript, but the show notes of every show, at least all the latest shows are up there. So if you're not like an audio person, you can go read them as well, and you'll get a lot out of that. And sometimes we'll even give you some links and some pictures of some of the stuff we're doing. So I want to thank my great assistant Danielle for helping me with that. She's always on time and gets these things almost as soon as they're published. She gets the show notes up, so generally within the same day, really good detailed show notes are up online at davidmaddow.com. and then if your friends are really tech savvy, tell them to go to iTunes and just do a search for the David Maddow Lifestyle Show or David Maddow, and they'll see the show come up, and then they click subscribe, and then every week, every single Monday morning when they wake up, there'll be a new show that gets automatically downloaded to their iPhone or to their Android or whatever kind of device they may have. So again, keep your friends in mind. It's a great gift to give them. And guess what? It's free. It'll make you seem like a hero. So that's all I got to say today, people. I love you. I keep coming back, because you know, without you, this show wouldn't be anything. I'd be talking into a mic and nobody would be listening. So it'd be like the old tree falls in the forest if nobody's around. But I'm glad that you are listening. Catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to the David Maddow Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.